The last home in the exhibit is a small shack with wooden walls. The boards are separated for ventilation and the roofing is bamboo. A nearby kiosk features video and audio of elders remembering what it was like to be chased out of their communities by communist soldiers.
The journey was very difficult because we had to go over the mountains. If you got hurt, stepped on a landmine, or were hit by falling rocks, you were just left behind.
The display has been at the La Crosse Children's Museum since early October. Leanne Pellinger is the museum's marketing and development director.
I probably, like most people, I knew that they were Hmong here and where they came from, but really that's about it. So I have just learned and come to appreciate what they have gone through and just appreciate what we haven't had to go through, frankly.
Pellinger says quite a few from the Hmong community have stopped over to see the display. She says some Hmong elders are grateful they can finally give the younger generations a better idea of what they've gone through.
And we have had lots of elders and some families come through, and they're very appreciative that someone cares enough to try to explain and try to share information about their culture.
The exhibit also includes a refugee camp post office, which also serves as a rice house. The room is no larger than a toll booth. Along with an area for the mail, there's a scale that measures out the rations given to each person at the camp, with a good portion being rice. There's a tape recorder there where museum goers can listen to the accounts of the Hmong who arrived in America for the first time.
Unlike Laos, where it is warm all the time, it is very cold here. You can see your own breath as you breathe. When we arrived, the ground was all white. Even though it is so cold, there were many people outside our house this morning. They were gathered around a shining circle. They all had knives on their feet that they used to slide around the circle, which seemed to be made out of glass.
Near the end of the display, one can find the Hmong American House. It has a couch and television. Visitors can try traditional embroidery, and there's a Hmong garden right outside. Videos of young American Hmong talking about their parents or grandparents who came to this country are also featured. A few years ago, the Association of Children's Museums asked for proposals for exhibits to highlight Asian cultures. Madison Children's Museum senior exhibit developer John Robinson says he'd been waiting for a reason to work with area Hmong and thought this was the time to do it. He admits he didn't know much about the Hmong culture at first.
I knew one Hmong guy, Shua Vang, who was on our school board here and who I got to know as he was campaigning to run for school board. I went to Shua and just said, hey, you know, we'd like to do this. I don't know anything. I need your help. And he kind of agreed to orient me a little bit to our community here and asked that we first go to the home of the oldest Hmong guy in Madison, a gentleman named Vasang.
With Vasang's approval and funding from the Freeman Foundation, Robinson and his staff, with help from Hmong in Madison, La Crosse, and elsewhere, developed the Hmong at Heart exhibit. The exhibit will be at the La Crosse Children's Museum through January 20th. Steve Rison, Wisconsin Public Radio.